from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A sober assessment of the situation in Iraq today from the three-star general President Bush has nominated to be his war czar. Lieutenant General Douglas Lute was on Capitol Hill for his Senate confirmation hearing, and as NPR's David Wellner reports, it was less about the post he would fill and more about the policies Lute would be charged with carrying out.
As a three-star general, Douglas Lute was not President Bush's first choice for this job. He was only invited to take it after several four-star generals had already declined. With Lute in the hot seat before him, Carl Levin, the Democrat who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, pointedly noted the challenge the president's new point man on Iraq faces.
He's been nominated for an unenviable position. He'll be responsible for bringing coherence to an incoherent policy, a policy that is still floundering after more than 4 years of war in Iraq.
Lute agreed the job presents what he called a major personal challenge, but added he's a soldier and the country's at war. And, as he noted, things are not going well.
Where are we today? Not where any of us would like. Especially in Iraq, progress has been too little and too slow.
Lute confirmed he'd been critical earlier this year of President Bush's plans for a troop buildup in Baghdad. Asked by Chairman Levin how he now sees that buildup, Lute replied that, quote, the bidding is still out.
I'd assess at this point that the Iraqi participation in the surge has been uneven so far, and I think we're in the early days, and time will tell.
But Levin argued what's needed is pressure, not patience.
How much more time should we give after 4 years in Iraq? Baghdad is burning while the Iraqi politicians avoid accepting responsibility for their country's future. I believe the only chance to get Iraqi politicians to stand up is when they know we are going to begin to stand down.
But Lute wasn't buying that argument. He said Americans have to realize the Iraqi government's capacities are limited.
The question in my mind is not to what extent can we force them or lever them to a particular outcome, but rather to what degree do they actually have the capacity themselves to produce that outcome? And if produced, or if pressed too hard, will we in turn end up with an outcome that isn't really worth the paper it's written on?
Those words rankled even one of Lute's biggest supporters, Virginia Republican John Warner.
When I listen to witnesses say, yes, the government's only been in business a year, yes, wake up. We're paying a heavy price for them to establish this government.
Warner said he'd hold off recommending any change of course in Iraq until next month. That's when President Bush is to deliver Congress an interim assessment of how well Iraqis are meeting political benchmarks. And as Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh pointed out to Lute, not much progress is expected.
Do you share the intelligence community's assessment that the political steps toward reconciliation are likely to be marginal at best through the end of this calendar year?
Senator, my assessment would be that they have a very full agenda and have shown so far very little progress.
Democrats had many questions about why a war czar was even needed, since the president already has Stephen Hadley as national security advisor. Rhode Island's Jack Reed said he feared Lute would be made the fall guy on Iraq.
I presume you will be reporting to Mr. Hadley?
No, sir. I'll be reporting to the president and coordinating with Mr. Hadley.
And Mr. Hadley will be reporting to the president independently?
On matters outside of Iraq and Afghanistan. Yes, sir.
That I find interesting. I mean, frankly, Afghanistan, Iraq, and related to that, Iran, are the most critical foreign policy problems we face. And the National Security Advisor of the United States has taken his hands off that and given it to us, to you. Is that your understanding?
Sir, that's the design, yes.
Well, and he should be fired.
But for Lute, there was only bipartisan support. Here's Oklahoma Republican Jim Inhofe.
I was one of those who didn't think this position was necessary. However, I would say this, that if it is necessary and we're going to do it, you're the ideal person for the job.
Next week, the panel's expected to recommend Lute's confirmation by the full Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.